The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers.
Peace of mind with Lipman Cross.
Welcome to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Lipman Crooks, and tonight our guest is Harriet Weinberger of Harriet Weinberger & Associates. Welcome, Harriet.
Thank you.
It's so good to have you on the show. And I guess the first question, Harriet, is what do you do for a living?
Okay. I am a special educator, and I'm an educational consultant. I help find placements for children with special needs in special programs.
All right, so give me an example of when somebody would need to hire an educational consultant.
Okay. It's usually a very stressful time for a family when they have a youngster. It could be a young child or a teen or a young adult who's having a hard time, not fitting in, possibly expelled from school, experiencing, you know, social or peer alienation. And they would, if any of these situations occur, I can come in and be helpful in helping them find a program.
All right, so these are kids who are mainstreamed or kids who have IEPs or in special ed programs?
Mostly these kids have IEPs.
All right, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're not in a mainstream program.
Exactly. They can be in their school district.
All right, so let's take for an example a child who's got a behavioral problem. Is that somebody you might be able to help?
Sometimes. I mean, that certainly wouldn't be reason enough for a child to need a special placement. And I would always, when I'm called in to help a family consult about the educational needs of their child, I would see if there's something we could do with that behavior problem, with a therapist.
So let's say the behavior problem is a result of some other ailment that would classify the child as special needs. And,
yes.
And you know, during the school day, he might use his hands and touch other kids and do other things. And the school district says, well, I'm going to suspend your kid. And is that something that you might get involved with?
Yes, maybe not on the first suspension. Usually by the time I'm called in, the family is really in turmoil. They're very upset and they don't know where to turn. I can first help advocate with their school system and see if we can find a better placement within the school system to meet their needs. But I'm very, I have all of the answers for the child who needs the special program outside of
okay,
system.
So do you identify the program, or does the family come to you and say, this is the program I want, can you help me get in?
I can do it both ways. Usually what I do is I get to know the child really well.
How do you do that? Tell me about the process.
I go into the home. The process is the first meeting, I go into the home. I think that's the best office situation that I can experience, where I see the student in their environment, I get to know the parents, I take a social history. I look at all of the paper records from the schools and from any testing that's been done. And with that, I can get a very good idea of where that child will do well. And from that point, if the family wants to work with me, I will go out, whether it's locally in our community or, you know, an hour away. And sometimes placements are made in another state to meet that child's special needs.
Now, are these residential placements or are these placements where the child gets bused?
Again, all individual. Right now I'm working with children who are being bused to New York City for a special program.
Now, why does that happen? Is that because the district where they live doesn't have an appropriate program?
Well, that's all that the public school has to offer a family is an appropriate program. But what they consider appropriate and what the family may consider appropriate may differ. And sometimes a child will go to two or three programs within the district and even cross over to a different district and still not succeed. And at that point, I can identify a school that will be helpful. I spend much of my time visiting, observing, and getting to know all of these programs.
So based on one home visit, you can then determine where the child ought to go to school?
No, it's more than that. I become part of a multidisciplinary team. After I have all the paperwork and get to have a good sense of who the child is, I will speak to the child's teachers, psychologists, psychiatrists, anyone who's working with that child. I have also gone into the schools and done observations. As a special educator, I'm a good observer, and I can go in and see what's working, sometimes even make recommendations to the school about how they can better meet that child's needs.
Do they listen?
Yeah, sometimes they're very open to it because I really don't go in there being judgmental or condescending. My goal is for the child to succeed. And if I'm doing my job well, the child is going to succeed. So, you know, we start at the very beginning and see if we can fix things right where the child is. And if a placement is necessary, you know, due to the particular disability, you know, where it could be a teen at risk who's having very dangerous behaviors and not succeeding in the home and really needs a placement out of the home. So for each individual person and their difficulties, we look at different placements.
So one size doesn't fit all.
Exactly. Very individualized.
Okay, so you go, you meet with the family, you meet with the child or teen, and then you need to review certain records. What types of things do you need to review from the school? How do you get access to that information?
Well, the first thing I do is I have the parents sign release forms, which gives me permission to the child's personal and school information. I get permission to speak to psychologists and psychiatrists. Once I have that, I make phone calls. I have meetings. I often meet psychologists and psychiatrists in their offices so that they can know who I am, and we will work together as a team, you know, for the best interest of that child.
And is there ever a case that you can't solve?
You know, I'm sure that I wouldn't say there couldn't be, but so far I've been very lucky. I haven't had a case where somebody is unhappy. Everything has worked out till now, and I have confidence that I can find that needle in the haystack because that is my expertise, and that's what I am good at.
How long does it usually take from the time that you're contacted till the time that there's a successful resolution?
Okay. Again, I wish there was one pat answer, but I really can work according to the child's needs. If it's an emergency.
Define an emergency.
Emergency is that a teenager is unsafe. They're not coming home at night. They're possibly using drugs or alcohol. They might be harming themselves. They may be volatile at home. They may have oppositional defiant disorder where they're not following any of the rules of the adults around them.
So you tell
them to go, emergency.
You tell them to go upstairs, they go downstairs, or whatever, the opposite.
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly. So in that case, I've had situations where hysterical parents call, which I understand, and they want a placement immediately for the safety of their child. I can do that in 24 hours because of my experience. I know the right programs that can take children immediately.
But legally, you can just take them out of their current environment or school or wherever it might be, and then within one day have them placed in the next place?
Not often, but yes, it is possible. Just as you would take a child who's really not doing well and place them in a hospital. Sometimes they've been in the hospital several times, and the hospital really just makes sure in some of these cases that the youngster is not going to hurt themselves, that they're safe enough to be out in the environment. And that's about as far as they can go. So then we need a place where that student can go and make major changes in their life.
Now, whose decision is it? Let's say the parents, you're involved in a situation where the child and the parents live in one school district. The child's being bused to New York City or some other school district. The parents think the child ought to be in one place, and the school district thinks that they can take care of him in this place, and you think he ought to go somewhere else. I mean, ultimately, who makes the final call?
Well, I think the most important people in a child's life are their parents, and they should be the ones to decide. Unfortunately, The school system, although I think they do an excellent job for many or most children, there are some children that fall through the cracks or do not succeed in their public school system. And at that point, if the parents are in the position, if they are fortunate enough to be in the decision, the position of being able to make a decision, they hire me or somebody like me, and they say, I know my child needs something else. Please help me find it. Usually, they're able to make that decision, but they don't have the expertise or the time to travel all around the country to look at these
programs. Well, let's say they have other kids they're dealing with, teenagers or whatever.
Exactly. So that's where I come into play, and that's where I can be most helpful.
And once the decision is made to move the child, is this generally done at the expense of the school district?
Well, not when parents hire me, I always tell them that I cannot promise them that the school district will do anything for them. The school district's responsibility is to give each child a safe, appropriate education.
Safe and appropriate.
Safe and appropriate. Now, what one family may, you know, what one person may call appropriate may mean that that child's going to basically get an education. However, it really may not be meeting their special needs. It may not be changing the things that that child needs to change to be able to succeed in life and become an independent, successful individual. So at that point, there are times when the school system will participate. That's really on an individual basis. There is advocacy that is done for students, sometimes by myself, sometimes by others. And very often, parents will hire an attorney when they think that their child's needs are not being met.
So we don't put the cart before the horse. Sometimes it might work out where the child gets moved to an appropriate environment, the parents go out of pocket, and then they end up in a legal battle with the district.
Yes, and I don't look for those situations. I really like to work with families who say, okay, we can do this, and we want to put Johnny in a school that will meet his needs. We think he needs to go to a different location and have a different experience that the school system doesn't offer.
I mean, at the end of the day, Harriet, this really shouldn't be an adversarial proceeding. Everybody should be after a common goal of providing the appropriate education for the child.
Exactly. And, you know, I find the school systems till now have been, for the most part, really reasonable and understanding. They do want families to follow the rules, to go through the different steps that are necessary from least restricted environment to more restricted environment. So a child that I might think really needs a residential placement to give them that intense therapeutic change that they need to get better and do better, that child may have to go through several different steps and several different programs to get to the point where the school district will say, gee, you're right, this isn't working. And we need to go to the next step.
All right, Harriet, I'm going to ask you to hold that thought. We're going to do a little bit of business and come right back after this short commercial break.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Peace of mind.
Littman Crooks in White Plains, Manhattan, or at littmancrooks.com.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks, with offices right here in White Plains, Fishkill, New York, and New York City. If you want more information about us, you can go on the internet at littmancrooks.com. Tonight, our guest is Harriet Weinberger from Harriet Weinberger & Associates. And Harriet, before the break, we were talking about school districts and least restrictive to more restrictive environment. You know, what happens if there's a difference of opinion on, you know, the part of the parents in the school district as to, you know, what is appropriate? What do you do?
Well, you know, if the family can afford to make decisions on their own, I feel very secure in helping them make a decision that I think is best. And I've been very successful till now in placing students in very helpful environments for their issues. However, if a family cannot pay for this, they have no choice at first but to follow the school district's decisions. And what they can do is they can get advocates, and they can hire attorneys such as yourself to advocate for the student, because if it can be proved that that child's needs are not being met, that it's not an appropriate environment, and, you know, we can call in the psychiatrists and the psychologists and all the people working with that child to help us in that decision process.
So I think that's an important point. Although the school district may have a lot of power in this process, they're not the final arbiter. And if the parents do have a beef with what the school district is saying, they can get an independent hearing officer to overturn the decision if they can meet the burden of proof. Or technically, the school district would have to meet the burden of proof that it's not the appropriate environment. Isn't that right?
That is true.
So let's see. You say you spent a lot of time traveling. Have you made referrals to any place that you've never visited?
Never. I will never send a child to a place that I have not visited first.
So that's part of your due diligence, is making sure you go to these places, not just in New York, but in other states.
I travel all over the country. I spend a week, probably every other month, in a different state looking at programs.
And this is at your expense as a part
yes.
of like your own internal?
I do this on my own. This is what I need to do. I do belong to an organization that helps me, that makes it easier. I belong to the IECA, which is the Independent Educational Consulting Association. And they put groups of us together from all over the country. Just a week ago, I was in Vermont looking at 11 programs with 17 consultants, where we were able to discuss each program and meet the students and the faculty and parents and get a really good picture of what's going on.
So how does New York shape up against the rest of the country in terms of having appropriate programs for kids with special needs?
Well, I think in New York City, there's a lot of options for kids with special needs, particularly younger children. But when we get into programs that need different milieus, you know, a milieu is using the environment for change. So if we needed an environment like the wilderness or a farm or a place where, you know, a young adult can live and make the changes they need, even independent apartments for the disabled adult, young adult, that needs to be taught how to have independence and how to safely live alone, that would be difficult in New York State because rent is so high and many of the programs are out of New York State. So I can't say that as much as parents would love to hear that every program is right outside their door here in Westchester, unfortunately, sometimes we have to set priorities and choose milieu. We talk about geography. We talk about how long a parent is willing to sit in a car to be able to go and visit their child on the weekend. And some parents say to me, you know, find the very best place. We're at the end of our rope. We want change. I don't care where it is. I'll get on an airplane.
I bet that must be a tough thing to have a kid with special needs be out of state, not see him or her every night. But I guess if the parents are at the end of the rope.
Yes, I've been one of those parents. I have two of my three children have had special needs. So not only have I been dealing with it for a long time professionally, but I can speak firsthand as a parent who's done this.
So you've had kids go to school out of state?
Yes.
And it worked out?
Yes, it did. It was a good thing. It was good change, and it was necessary. And at the time, the right professionals led me in the right direction. And I think because it was such a scary time for me, for my husband and I as parents, I realized the great need out there for this service.
Is that what got you into this line of work?
Definitely. Well, I've always been interested in children with special needs, and I've been doing this for over 30 years. But certainly, I went back for a second master's in special education after my first child was born, and I certainly have taken a lot of what I've learned as a parent and applied it to my profession.
Now, you can't do all this stuff yourself. I know you mentioned earlier that you make referrals to other types of programs. Tell us a little bit about some of the types of programs that are available via referral from you.
Absolutely. I have found through going out and networking and exploring our area that there are wonderful professionals out there. I've met with psychiatrists, psychologists that do different types of treatment. There are psychologists that do something called DBT, which is dialectical behavior therapy, which is something, it's a way of communicating and using our language to communicate in such a way that there's fairness and using your emotional mind as well as your rational mind and bringing that together so that there's not fighting and screaming and battling. And there are therapists that offer that, offer classes and group sessions, not just for young adults, but for parents as well. And parents can take it separately. They could take it with their child. And it's a wonderful problem-solving technique. I've gone out to speak to psychologists who do anger management and run groups that are wonderful for the battling teen with their parent to sit in a group with other families and learn from one another and share. So, again, I never recommend sending the child away from home. That's not my first thought. Very often, when I meet parents, that is where they're up to. They've done it all. If families have tried to help their situation with the help of all the professionals and their child is resistant to that therapy, then that therapy needs to be given in a residential placement.
And the role that you play in the process is identifying which of the various options are most appropriate for the child.
Yes.
And the way you know about that is just through your experience over the last 30 years and continuing to educate yourself?
Yes, from visiting the programs. And I also get a good sense of who the family is. If that child has abandonment issues, if that child is really having a difficult time separating from the parents, I don't think that a residential treatment would be appropriate. So obviously, the parents always know their child best, and I listen very carefully to parents, and I observe, and I talk to children, and empower the students as well to talk to me and tell me where they see themselves 5 years from now. Obviously not a young child, but a teen. I can say to a teen who's failing out of school and really maybe at the moment messing up their life, I can say, I'm talking to you and I see and I feel that you're a good person and we can turn this around. What do you want for yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself? And it's very rare that a teen will turn to me and say, I see myself in jail. They usually have very positive ideas for their future. And then I say, how can we get there together?
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Our guest this week is Harriet Weinberger. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm Bernie Crooks from the law firm Littman Crooks, and we're speaking with Harriet Weinberger, who really does a nice thing for families, and it's really been great to talk to you. And I'm sure many of the people listening are going to want to know how they can get in touch with you, and I'm sure there's a lot more to learn. We're going to have you back on the show. Hopefully you'll be willing to come back on.
Sure.
So how do you prefer people get in touch with you, by phone, internet? What's your preference?
That I don't have a preference, whatever they prefer. I can give you my telephone number, which is area code 914-262-6721, and my website is www.hweinberger.com.
So hweinberger.com.
Yes.
And if people want to get in touch with you, what's the turnaround time they should expect? That, you know, with all your work you're doing and you're traveling, did they expect to get called back the same day, the same week? How does that work?
I think they almost always get called back the same day. If they tell me that it's an emergency, I usually get back to them in an hour or two, at the most. If it is not an emergency and they give me an idea of their time frame, I will get back to them within the next day.
And then, obviously, you don't have a client relationship with them at that point. You have to go meet them, right?
Yes, we usually start with a short consultation on the telephone to make sure that they're really ready to take advantage of my services. If I don't think that they are ready, I give them a little bit of guidance and tell them to call me when they are ready.
You mean like a parent who might be in a little bit of denial or not ready to have the child go far away?
Exactly. Sometimes they say, you know, I'm just thinking about the future and I want to know what's out there, and I'm always willing to meet with them at any time and give them information and help them at any time. But if they really don't think they're ready to get into the process, I give them some, why don't you try this kind of therapist? I might give them the names of therapists that they can call.
All right, I got to squeeze in one more commercial. We'll be right back after this break.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family. And unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Littman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back. This is Bernie Crooks from the law firm Littman Crooks. This is the Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney show. Our guest has been Harriet Weinberger. And Harriet, it's fascinating the work that you do, and I'm sure it's very rewarding. But if you could just say one final parting thought to the families who are listening, who may be at or close to the stage where they're about to call you, you know, what's going on in their minds, and what words of wisdom can you offer?
Well, I can just offer that there's help out there for everybody, that they have to be proactive, that they can make this phone call. I can point them in the right direction. If I don't feel that I can help them, I would certainly be happy to get them in touch with the right services that they need in terms of special needs. And there's hope for everybody. I think the important thing is to look at the part of the cup that is full and work on that, not at the part that is empty. And
so even though they think they've tried everything and nothing's worked out and there's problems at school and they're getting notes from the teacher every day and nothing's working out, it's still worth it to call.
Yes, and I can't promise that everything is going to turn out perfect for every child. However, I can tell you it gets a lot better for everyone that makes that
Give us the contact info one more time.
Okay, my phone number is 914-262-6721, and my website is www.hweinberger.com. And Weinberger is Weinberger.
Harriet, thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure.
This is Bernie Crooks from the law firm Littman Crooks. We'll see you next Thursday night at 6:05.